What's up, guys? Welcome back to Creator Podcast. My name is Sebastian.
My name is Natia Beno.
You guys, we are on episode 10. Even before you guys congratulate us and send money, I feel like us guys need to, first of all, celebrate ourselves. Tujipigie makofi. I am not the one whistling. That is Natty.
The whistler.
Ushai chunga ngombe kwani?
Na nimechunga ngombe mara mingi sana. Miaka mingi.
Yeah. I think one of these episodes tutafanya through a profile of who we are. One episode will be dedicated to Natty.
Uh-huh.
The next episode will be dedicated to me. And we just need to tell our stories so that guys don't start asking themselves,
mm-hmm.
why do these guys feel like they're the ones who should be talking about creators economy, and mm-hmm. like what gives them that right,
yes.
to be the people that talk about these things.
Yes.
So in one of these episodes, we want to make sure that we highlight ourselves, we do a profile of who we are as mm-hmm. creators.
Yes.
And just for people to know who we are, I feel like when people know who you are, it's mm-hmm. easier to connect with what you're saying.
Yeah.
And there's also an element of authenticity that comes with it.
Yeah, sure.
So you choose an episode. We have 30 episodes to go for this marathon that we are doing.
Mm-hmm.
Which episode do you want to be featured on?
Episode 29.
Why 29?
Just.
Just because.
Just because. Okay. 11th hour.
Okay.
Yeah.
Episode 29 is going to be Natty,
mm-hmm.
the profile of Natty Abeno.
And which one do you choose?
I'm going to do the next one. Like, if you do 29, I'm going to do 30.
You better take one before 29, so that on the 30th we talk about creative
about
space. Yeah.
No. We're going to make sure the first 28 episodes,
yes.
Are going to be content relating to what we're talking about,
yes.
like the creator economy and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last two episodes,
yes.
of this marathon, we're going to dedicate them to us.
Oh, okay.
As a way of even celebrating ourselves. So mm-hmm. what was the kuliza? Who, Natty, what mm-hmm. gives her the right to talk about creators? Some people don't know that you play guitar, you play sax.
Eish.
Some people don't know that I have songs on YouTube. That I'm an artist. Yeah, so
former artists.
Yeah, uh-huh. So people should not feel like we are foreigners coming onto
their space, yeah.
to take advantage.
Yeah, sure.
Anyway, speaking of that,
mm-hmm.
if we had stayed in that path,
yeah.
and continued to push and hustle as
mm-hmm.
artists,
mm-hmm.
there's an element of fame that is, if we would have been successful,
yes,
there's an element of fame that would have come with it. And in this episode, it's not a coincidence that we're going to be talking about fame and handling it.
Yeah.
Because most creators always feel like they're ready for it.
Mm-hmm.
Even when you're grinding and putting in the time and effort.
Yes.
We always feel like if I make it today,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to be able to handle that fame and everything that that comes with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I know for a fact that most people are not prepared for the fame that comes with whatever they're doing.
Yes.
And just to sort of support what I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to be playing for you a clip. This clip is courtesy of Mungai Eve on YouTube, our
yeah.
nemesis.
Us yeah.
guys have decided that 2022 is the year that we surpass her in subscribers. Even
yes.
if it means we're going to surpass her with one subscriber, we have to do it.
Yes.
In this episode of her interviews, she was having a conversation with Katelo. Katelo is, I don't want to call him a viral moment, but he's a creator from Kayole, Kenya, Nairobi. And he became famous for saying a phrase that most people related with, which
mm-hmm.
was oya, oya. And then there's a lot of sheng things that he used to say.
Yes.
But he's one of those creators who would say came from nowhere
mm-hmm.
because we hadn't seen his previous body of work.
Yeah.
And in this episode, Mungai Eve is asking him, like, what advice would you give these young people that are chasing fame?
Yes.
And how to handle it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to play the clip.
Yes.
And I want you to give me your honest opinion.
Sure.
On the same.
All right.
Anyway, Katelo, tukimalizia, ningetaka uongeleshe vijana. Unajua venye umetaja ukasema fame wa inakuja, mtu ana get confused, na each and every day tunapata
gawa. Confusing sana, mimi nakwambia unajua mimi nilikuwa nga, hata kama mimi mwenye ilikuwa nga, inakuwa nga moment fulani mimi sitaisahau. Mimi ndaisi kuambia hadi grandchildren wangu, kwa sababu any moment, hata yes you may have. I don't have your moment.
Gradual.
Mimi kuna siku tu moja nilitoka kukula chapati choma na muri wangu. Hapa tu hapa mahali hapa hivi juu. Na tukaenda tukaomba simu. Tukaomba mtu tukaomba muri wetu simu. Anakuwa ile Kayole ya huko na placing nini tu 3-in-1 hapo. Tukaomba simu nika shoot clip na nika upload na simu yake na tukatoka huko na nikaenda home. Alafu kesho yake naamka vitu si venye zilikuwa jana. napita kwa rodi na naanza kuona watu wana ni ule nani nashindwa watu nini wanani point hivi kwa barabara mademu hata wengine hata nilikuwa naogopa ku approach manyonyo wa mtaani naona ni smile nashindwa eh nashindwa eh kwani leo kwani leona wakunywaje kwani leo young natembea hivi nashindwa rada. Nakwambia in the next 24 hours maisha yangu ilikuwa different sana. Namba yangu haikuanga napigiwa na mtu, mimi siko najua mtu. Namba yangu ilikuwa inapigwa na everyone. Najaribu kuingia hivi kwenda kwa best yangu login kwa account yangu Instagram, napata accounts verified zimejaa kwa DM yangu. Na everyone nilikuwa na traceiwa, ni moment confusing sana. Kila mtu anataka a piece of you, kila mtu anakukimbiza, kila mtu anakutaka, kila mtu anakuambia twende hivi, kila mtu anakuambia twende hivi. Kuweza kujiget together, ati uka hivi ati ujurudishe pamoja sasa uamue. Nataka hivi ni moment ngori sana kwa sababu watu wako hivi kwa masikio yako, like watu wengi sana, wengine wanakuambia tunataka kukuoffer job, wewe kuja hivi, wengine wanataka sijui ufanye nini, wengine wanataka ufanye nini, kuna manguna wengine sasa wanataka uweke mimba, sasa wanaona sasa wewe unapepea, sasa kuna wengine wanataka, yani watu ni aina mingi ni so stressful, simu inapigwa tu back to back. Sasa imagine sasa msee akiwa amehavio mo, mimi ni go to aliwezanga kunivukisha hiyo stage nikaweza tu kuihandle kwa sababu ingeniua. Ilikuwa imekuja mbio mbaya, ilikuwa imekuja vibaya sana, yani
inasonga mbio,
unasahau vitu zote zilikuwa zime happen for the last hata 10 years. Inakuwa sasa hiyo day sasa mirunye zinafanyika, unakujua hadi na gari, unasikia mtu amekujia na gari, twende hivi, anakwambia twende hivi, mimi nataka uende hivi, mimi hata nitakupatia kazi, mimi nataka ukue kwa radio, wewe kuja interview, wewe fanya hivi, mimi nataka tuwe ngoma pamoja, nataka uniweke intro, mimi nataka unifanye hivi, wewe kuja hivi, usitembee na ule ni mbaya, hapana, ukikuja hapa hivi ufai kutembea na huyu, ufai kufanya vitu mingi sana. Yani ilitaking sometime mi kuweza kujigadha nijurudisha hivyo pamoja. So mimi nikiona ngamsa ni yote, anyone upcoming tu akipata najuanga huyu msia anapitia hiyo moment. Na asipokuwa rada watu wa kumpoteza nao wanakuanga ndio wengi, anaweza enda anytime. That's unapata kuna issues, unapata umeenda umechukua msanii, umepata msanii, huyo msanii clip yake imetrend, interview yake imetrend, watu wametokea wakumsign, all of a sudden unaanza kusikia issues hapa pale kwa sababu ataambiwa vitu mingi sana. Masikio yake ita before your brain yake process hizo vitu, atakuwa confused. Watu naweza ambia tu vijana wasiwa respect tu process.
Haya. Nati, I'm very curious to hear what you have to say about this interview. So for the guys listening and you're not Swahili speaking, what this creator is saying in summary is, with this digital age, when you create content, there is a tiny bitsy chance that your content or a part of the content will go viral.
Yes.
And when it goes viral, a lot of people try to take advantage of you.
Yes.
They want to be a part of that moment.
It's more like everyone wants a piece of you.
Yes, because even the guys who are at the top, they're always looking at ways to stay relevant.
Yes.
And he said in the interview that when he went viral, his inbox was filled with people with verified accounts.
Yes.
So these are people who've already made it. They have verified accounts. They have good content out there. But now they've seen a new kid on the block and they're like, okay, how can I use this kid to further my brand? And the other thing he's mentioning is that moment is very confusing because now opportunities tend to present themselves from areas that you least expected from. Guys are showing up in big cars, taking you to interviews, they're offering you jobs.
Yeah.
And it takes a lot of grace and integrity and even just knowing who you are.
Yeah.
For you to be able to capture that moment and to make sure that you're staying on the right path.
Yes.
Because people who will mislead you are more. So from that interview, what is your take on that?
My take. So number one, I feel like with the digital age and what matters, because you never know when you'll get all that.
When you're going to blow up. Yeah.
So I feel like it depends on whose laps you land on first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And from that perspective of, okay, even these videos, imagine if we put out a piece of content and Kevin Hart retweets it. And now all these TV stations are like, you guys were talking about the creator economy in Africa. Now people want to fly you to South Africa. They want to fly you to whatever country because you've gotten a nod from a big name.
A big name,
Yeah, you've gone viral.
Yes.
How do you handle that? Because a lot of people think that they're prepared for that moment, but in real sense, they aren't. It's not like back in the days where celebrities were determined by top executives in big companies or big studios. A top executive would be like, okay, I'm putting together this film. I'm going to cast Natty to be in this movie.
Yes.
So this person literally holds your life in his hands and he will determine whether you're going to be a celebrity or not. But nowadays, the phone does that. People see your clip. They like it, they share it, you go viral. Yeah. So the people who determine your virality or your celebrity status are the end users. And the problem with that, or the good thing with that, is you never know when it's going to happen.
Yeah, you never know. But my biggest take is it's important that even as an individual who's not blown up, who doesn't know when they will blow up, you might even not be looking forward to blowing up because it's not like you do it to want to be out there. There's that personality that you need to maintain, you know, like, okay, today I'm this person who is not known to this and this extent.
Yeah.
Tomorrow it might be different.
Yeah.
But what factor creates the difference? Your personality.
Yeah.
And making sure that you believe in how you react or how you respond.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because again, when fame comes to some people, I mean, it's really confusing.
I feel like people who suffer the most from this are people who have inferiority complex. You know that, yes, I'm putting in the time and effort.
Yeah.
But you don't necessarily expect people to see the effort that you're putting in. So when they finally see the effort that you're putting in, it gets you by surprise. And you're like, do I really deserve this thing?
Yeah.
And I feel like if you're the kind of person who suffers from inferiority complex,
yes,
you tend to listen to more people because you're also looking for the validation. Imagine if Kevin Hart, I'm going to use Kevin Hart as an example in this episode. If he posted our content and it goes viral, he has sort of validated us as creators.
Yes.
So anyone else that had questions or sort of doubts about us is now going to be, he's going to now look at us from the lenses of Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
And now opportunities start falling in your laps.
Mm.
And then you realize, oh, I never prepped for this thing at all.
Just one thing I want to mention. And I feel like this is one process that back here, we are not used to.
Back here meaning Africa.
Africa. Okay. We're not used to practicing.
Yeah.
So you find somebody who's very talented. At least for talent, I will know if I'm talented.
Yeah.
You know, because at least you look at what you do and it's different from what somebody else does or what's there in the market.
Yeah.
Because with digital with the digital age, it's very easy for me to just click on somebody's page and view what they do and what have you.
Yeah.
I feel like we need to have mentors.
Yeah.
And for this I mean true mentors because I know I'm talented. I'm hustling and I know I'm doing 1, 2, 3, trying to put out whatever skits or work. Work out there.
Yeah.
But do I have anyone who I look up to?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that whoever you look up to is the one who'll be your mentor.
True.
But you know those who have been in that space for longer than you have been. Reach out to them.
Yeah.
You'll get a lot of no's. You'll get a few yeses.
Actually, the no's are the ones that usually many.
The no's are always very many. And you see, even with that, it helps you because once you blow up, those no's who want to be yeses, it will take a lot. You will choose whether that no is what you really want to work with.
Yeah.
You know?
You know how to filter because if someone said no before and now they're showing interest because you've blown up.
Yes.
It makes it easier for you to be like, I can't trust this person.
Yeah. And even with the yeses, it kind of just helps you with some form of maturity.
Yeah.
Because you never know what's going to happen. And I know, I mean, being big or blowing up comes with a lot of, I mean, it comes with a lot of pressure.
Yeah, he mentioned
it comes.
There are now ladies who want him to impregnate them. Now who, those who are willing to be with him because now he's famous.
Everyone wants a piece of that talent.
Yeah, and even guys in different forms. Yeah. And there are those people who, if you look at it,
yeah,
there's always like a three-tier kind of thing, mm-hmm, that goes on.
Yeah.
They are now family.
Mm-hmm.
And especially family who are now like, okay, now you need to start paying black tax.
Yeah, because they feel like fame is equal to money.
Money.
Yes, there's what they call kuamoka.
Yeah.
Ah, man. Back here, we are not yet there. Like, literally, you'll be very famous, but very broke at the same time.
Very broke. I've seen a lot of interviews of creators saying the lowest moment they've ever had in their lives is when everyone knew them,
mm-hmm,
but their pockets were empty.
Yeah.
Because now people have this expectation of you, and mm-hmm, if you can't meet it, now they look at you in a different light.
Yeah.
They're like, why are you sidelining us? So mm-hmm, there's usually family, and then they're usually friends,
mm-hmm,
who feel like, okay, you hang out with us most of the time.
Yes.
So we are entitled to a percentage of your success,
mm,
and you need to be available to us.
Yeah.
And then now the third aspect is now these strangers, these other celebrities, these other business managers, all these people who are like, okay, I've seen what you do,
mm-hmm,
and I feel like I can make money off of you. Mm-hmm. The problem with most platforms, I feel like, is most platforms and most business people in the creative industry, is when they look at you, they don't look at how to help you grow.
Yeah.
They look at, what can I make from this person?
This person.
In this very moment.
Yes.
So you have thousands and thousands of people showing interest to, mm-hmm, work with you.
Mm-hmm.
But then at the same time, they know the lifespan of this virality moment is going to be 1 year or,
mm-hmm,
less.
Mm-hmm.
So they want to draw as much value from you as possible before they move in, before they move to the next person.
And that is the problem, because there's a lot of misuse. I call it misuse because, of course, at a point where everyone wants to engage with this person, there are those who make it to, I mean, integrate themselves, but they're not doing it for the right reasons. Most of them don't do it for the right reasons.
Yeah.
They do it so that they can also get mileage. You, mm-hmm, know, they do it, mm-hmm, so that, oh, people will view them as, oh, somebody who helped this person grow from this step
they're doing
to the next
it for
step.
Themselves.
So it's more like self-interest.
Yeah.
There's no genuinity in whatever they're doing.
Mm.
It's unfortunate it's happening. It's gonna keep happening.
Mm-hmm.
But it depends on you as the person who believes in their talent.
Yeah.
What do you choose? I mean, start getting mentors.
Mm-hmm. But the problem with this digital age, mm-hmm, I feel like, you see, like back in the days, if you wanted to be an actor,
uh-huh,
you had, for example, if you wanted to be a stand-up comedian, mm-hmm, let's use that as an example.
Yes.
You would go to comedy clubs, mm-hmm, and perform and see people's reaction.
Yeah.
And then you go to a bigger stage, mm-hmm, and then a bigger stage or a bigger, what is it called, auditorium where guys are participating.
Yeah.
If you hear an event happening, you go and talk to them and be like, yo, can I do a set for 5 minutes? So by the time you're blowing up, or by the time enough people are knowing you,
mm-hmm,
you've actually put in the 10,000 hours. People know who you are. You've met promoters, you've met managers,
mm-hmm,
you've met other artists from different areas, from different locations, mm-hmm, and venues.
Yes.
You've interacted with these people and you've seen how they handle their business.
Mm-hmm.
And that was an easier avenue, because the moment, quote unquote, you blew up, you had already been putting in the time.
Mm.
You know, by the time people are knowing you,
mm-hmm,
it's only, it usually happened that maybe just one big person or creative or whoever,
mm-hmm,
shouted you out, and guys were like, oh, we know this guy, he's been doing 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah.
But now if you compare that to this moment, this TikTok generation, you create a piece of content, you put it out there. I mean, we've seen kids who are less than 2 years going viral, like that kid who was I can't remember, I can't sing that song, but it was, I did my dance one time on TikTok and went viral with it. That kid was dancing in a swimming pool.
Guys, you know, I don't even have TikTok.
Yeah, but I'll show you that clip. But everyone used that clip, and this kid went viral. There's no way this kid is preparing for that.
Yeah.
Now imagine being the parent to that kid. You've never even thought of being in the creative industry.
Yeah.
And now in that moment, every brand is coming to you.
Yeah.
They're like, can we use your kid for this and this and this?
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like this generation doesn't give much opportunity for preparation.
Mm-hmm.
It's more of, it has happened. Now go and figure it out.
Like, it depends. Whoever is spending time to even put out or even create whatever you want to put out there for social media reasons or what, why are you doing it? Is it for... Is it your career? Is it a path you want to follow as a career?
Yeah.
Is it something that you're just doing for fun?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And even if you're doing it for fun, who do you interact with?
Yeah.
Why? Because it never takes one person to put these things out there.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me.
Mm-hmm.
You must have shared it with a friend or a family member or just, I mean, just those random people, because nowadays even on social media you meet a lot of random people.
Yeah, very true.
Yeah, people have different vested interests, not necessarily for those who are trying to do something to entertain. And if you take it as a career, because I mean, it gets to an age where you know where your talent lies, but at the same time, are you looking to get a mentor?
Yeah.
And it does not necessarily mean that it has to be a mentor who's in the same space.
Yeah,
there are those people we look up to. I mean, you might just like how this person carries themselves out, what this person does.
Is that on digital? Because the other thing with digital is people are showing you what they want you to see. Someone who might seem like they are well put together and they have their life figured out might be having their own struggles.
But these particular people,
they are
all on social. They might all be on social media.
Mm-hmm.
There are things you watch and you're like, wow.
Yeah.
I like this guy's work, you know?
I don't think the issue is in the content per se. The issue is in, I've been creating this content for my 200 followers on Instagram.
Mm.
I am in high school or fresh out of high school.
Yes.
I've never even thought of career choices. Maybe I'm sitting in the house, I'm waiting to go to campus.
Mm.
And this idea comes to mind.
Mm.
I record it and post it.
Mm.
And the next thing, I have 200,000 people following me because of this one thing. This person has never thought of this thing as a career.
Yeah.
They've never thought of even having brand deals associated with what they're doing.
Yes.
They've never thought of monetizing their Instagram. It's just some kid.
Yes.
The way Katelo said, he was hanging out with his friend. They went to eat chapati in a kibanda somewhere. They found a friend of theirs in that same space. They recorded a video in a corner, uploaded it, and gave the phone back. This guy is not thinking, this thing is gonna be my career.
Yes.
You know, it's not going to be a part of my career trajectory. He's just putting out content. And then the next day, even the girls who were ignoring you, they're like, give me babies now. Give me babies. So when that happens, as a content creator, how do you make sure that, okay, He said something that is very important. But unfortunately, this is something that he figured out way
later.
Said you need to, listen to everyone.
Yeah.
But most importantly, you need to listen to yourself.
Don't lose yourself.
Don't lose yourself.
Yes.
But saying this to an 18-year-old is like just playing guitar to a goat, because, okay, that is a Swahili saying, because you're going to play all the tunes, you know, and it's just going to look at you.
Yeah.
It won't nod, no emotions, no nothing.
Yes.
So saying this career conversation to an 18-year-old or 17-year-old who is just trying to figure out how he's going to get laid or how he's going to get his bills paid, then it becomes tricky. So as creators, and I feel like when you say creators, now this is someone who has made a sober decision and said,
yes,
this is my career and this is what I'm gonna do and this is how I'm gonna handle myself. When such moments happen, what are the steps that this person should take?
I mean, I wouldn't even lie that there are steps I know of, but like, I'll just echo my voice on what Katelo said. Don't lose yourself, because that's the most important unit.
Yeah.
And if you lose it, you're totally gone.
True.
If you lose yourself, you're gone.
Now imagine going broke. You have all these women pregnant because they are like, I'm ready to give you a kid.
Yes.
You're broke. Chance, or maybe you even gotten an STD or STI. Now you're sick. You're broke. And the way the digital space works is, the faster they knew you, the faster they forget about you.
Yeah, it's sad, but unfortunately it happened.
Yeah. And I know we are in Kenya and our conversations are majorly based on Kenyan creators, at least as of now.
As of now, yeah.
Before we go to these other countries and have conversations with these creators.
Yes.
But I feel like this is something that is echoed across the world. I remember watching Dr. Phil, I think five or six years ago.
Yes.
Four, five, 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this kid that had gone through his program. And he just, she just decided to go haywire on him. And she was like, catch me outside. And it became a thing. And this kid ran with that phrase.
Yeah.
And now she's a millionaire. The day she opened up her OnlyFans account, she made $1 million in a day. Or less than a day. $1 million in a day. So there are people who will capture that moment.
Mm-hmm.
But there are people who that moment is going to do more harm than good.
Yeah.
But I feel like if I was to give advice on this piece of content, would be if you ever go viral and you never expected it, you need to first of all filter out all the noise and just ask yourself, if this, if I hadn't gone viral, all these people that are showing interest in working with me, will they still see the value that I bring to the table?
Yes.
We had a mini or micro viral moment in 2020. We did this interview with Major and he was talking about how he declined an offer to work with the Safi artist based on how they approached him. And we had a mini viral moment. And I remember the kind of conversations that happened during that time. They were like, can you interview me? And these are big artists. But they are the same people who had said no or ignored us earlier.
Yeah.
There are people who are like, we have this mental health clinic. Can we work with you? And then now when they reach out and you share with them a proposal, they now know that you know your things. Because they're like, I'm not going to do it for free. Because I know you want to ride on this viral moment. So if you want to do this, then this is the proper way of doing it. Send me a proposal. I'll give you a quote. If it works for both of us, well and good. And a majority of them said, we'll get back to you.
They've been, they never did. They never did.
But now I can imagine a teenager getting such offers. In their head, they're like, I'll say I'm the brand ambassador of this and this and this.
Yes.
Without considering if there's a monetary or financial benefit for them.
Yes.
Now, if you're listening to this, chances are you are over your teenage years, because most teenagers don't listen to podcasts. But if you know a creator who is a teenager, tell them this. If people start reaching out to them, they should make sure that they have a pitch deck. They should make sure they have a red card. They should make sure they have a concept around their brand. Even if they haven't put it together, they can check out platforms like creator.co.ke and get this information. And make sure that before you even answer these people, there's a proper structure to that conversation. Because I feel like if the conversation is not well structured, a lot of people are likely to take advantage.
People get lost.
If you're a broke 18-year-old or 17-year-old and someone is offering you 20,000, chances are...
You'll take it. Without blinking.
But the possibility that this person has been given 200,000 to work with you is way higher. So the moment you put contracts in place, the moment you put conversations in structures, any person that had come with ill intentions is gonna filter themselves out. But the ones who are like, we are genuine, they're gonna be like, okay, let's figure this out. And let's work out a plan that works for us. From me to Katelo, whatever you went through, I hope you've recovered. I like that you've put up a studio. But for any creator that is going to experience this. And we can see them when an artist goes viral for the first time.
I mean, these things happen every other day.
You start seeing them on different podcasts, you start seeing them on different TV stations. These things happen and you can tell when they're experiencing that moment. If you are in that moment right now, you need to snap out of it and structure your conversation. Because without the structures, people will take advantage.
And you'll get lost completely.
I feel like I don't have anything else to add on this.
Just a closing remark. You know, in a world where you might be on in the limelight at any time, at any day.
In any way.
Just remember not to lose yourself.
And if you get that one shot, make sure you take it. and don't miss that opportunity. Okay, I'm trying to sound like Eminem. Battery machine. But anyway, my name is Sebastian. Follow me on Instagram at the Kenyan Entrepreneur.
My name is Nati Abeno.
Nati is private on Instagram. I'm hoping that by the time we hit episode 29, when we tell her story,
yeah,
atakuwa ameenda public.
Ndo hivyo.
So check us out on YouTube at the Kenyan Entrepreneur. Make sure to subscribe. Mm-hmm. Our goal is to surpass Mungai Eve.
Yes.
Mungai Eve, you're our nemesis this year.
Yeah.
With subscribers. So go there, check it out, watch the content that is already there and subscribe.
Yes.
Share the channel with your friends and relatives and even your primary school teacher. And when you do that, come and tell us on Instagram. We are at Creator Podcast. Creator Podcast is C-R-8-R Podcast.
Yeah.
Until next time, peace out.
Bye.